Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
One of the perks of Carrie and Tommy is their premium attitude every day. And NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/Green Pass. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, pretty good. Big happy birthday to Tinder.
Is
I don't know if you've heard, but it's Tinder's 10-year anniversary, Bickers.
Is it? How many years since you were knocked off?
I got kicked off. I don't know.
How many years in?
4 years ago or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a long
time.
But
now you're on the other one and things are going well.
What are you talking about?
Aren't you on that other one now?
No.
You are. I saw you. You show me who you matched with.
She's thrilled
with
it.
I'm still surprised that other person's on it.
Get a load of this because...
Can I say the name of the app that you're on?
Sure.
Raya.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's an app for all the single celebrities.
Yeah, it's... Okay.
And you have to get invited on by someone else. Is that right?
Did you know...
Oh, my
you
God.
Can't just
Who
nominate
you
yourself.
On?
Do you have to wait for other people to say that you're okay?
Luke McGregor got on before me and He ate out on it for about a week. Dined out for a long time. Yes, yes.
And what happened?
It
didn't end well for him?
No, he's still going. He's still on it.
So how long did you try to get on it before they let you on?
We had a bit of a disagreement anyway.
You and Raya had a disagreement.
Yes.
Raya the app, because, not the person.
Raya the app, because I thought it was elitist and for flogs.
You thought it was.
Whoa.
Until you
and
got
I,
so
and
desperate,
I made
you're
those
like,
opinions
oh my God.
Very felt. And then,
oh, no wonder they didn't let you on.
Well, yeah, but
and
then
now
I
you're
got
one of those elite
else.
Flogs.
Well, I got kicked off everything else. So then I had to crawl back to them.
Speaking of dating, got a great dating yarn for you up next. But what were you going to do right
well,
now?
Well, so there is Tinder released a top 30 of the most swiped men in the world. And one of them.
Can you tell me what they are next?
Oh.
It's just we've been talking for a while. And
I thought you said we've got time for this. Did
no,
you say
don't.
We don't have time? I missed that. Sorry. I thought you said, I've got time for this. And
tell
I was
me
like, okay.
The top 30 next, Tommy.
No, it's not that good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, we're going to let you know how you can win an all expenses paid trip to the snow.
Oh, but we have been waiting with bated breath for your update, Tommy.
I did say just before that song, which, by the way, my 50-year-old housemate still makes love to.
yep, good.
We're not allowed to say that.
We've
talked about it on the show.
I know, yep. Yep. Okay. What? Just bring us your thing so we can move on and I can get to my thing. Tinder's just celebrated 10 years.
Yes,
and the and most swiped on men.
There was a top 30 list of the most swiped men in the world. And one of them, he went on to the BBC to be interviewed, right? Because he started his own dating app because he got so much exposure from being one of the top 30. So he's
just a dating app for himself.
It's called Data Help, and it provides guidance and stuff for like creating a perfect profile. So the BBC interviewer, his name's Ben Brown, listen to, you know how on the BBC they have a tendency to get a bit smug sometimes. Oh. Listen when he uncovers a little nugget about this man, and listen, he just can't contain his smugness at the end.
And did you meet your partner on Tinder?
No, I'm actually single at the minute. I think my problem is going for people who are out of my range. That's maybe my issue at the minute. But no, I'm very much single, which I realise the irony of being a dating app coach and being single.
So there we are. Anybody out there, James Langton, one of the most popular men on Tinder, one of the most swiped guys on Tinder, is actually single at the moment. All right, thank you very much.
Ouch!
I know.
Ouch! He's not the only single man. out there. So this psychologist penned an article called The Rise of Lonely...
That's his name. Penned an article. G'day, Pendon.
He penned an article.
Yes, he did.
Titled The Rise of Lonely Single Men. And he wrote this article about how men need to address their relationship skills deficit, he called it.
I've stopped listening.
As women are becoming increasingly selective. We're not putting up your crap anymore, with your crap anymore. That's what's the base of this article. He's saying that women want good communicators and men need to work on their communication skills because we're no longer just going to accept it and go with you. Instead, we're going to go no, and then you're going to be left lonely and single. Anyway, he's receiving a lot of hate online from men saying that we're the problem, that women are too picky. And one user wrote, men would rather die alone than just be a good person.
Do you think women are too picky?
No.
I don't at all, yes.
I just think the bar, for you guys is so low.
It's so low.
So low. Yes. Like, you just have to be nice and we'll marry you. Like, that's just too low.
If you shut the door when you're taking a dump, people are like, oh my gosh, Prince Charming's arrived.
So now we've started going, no, we have expectations. We want you to be good communicators.
So do you think that's true?
That what?
That women's standards are increasing.
No, we're not too picky. We just have an expectation for something that we should get. It's not that we're too picky. We deserve
this. I'm not saying you're too picky, but I feel like women are so accommodating of dudes doing like
nothing.
Yes,
they are, but I think the tide is turning. Women have had enough. There's an uprising.
So are you going to go back out
there
into
the world? Don't dare get shrill again, but there's an uprising. No, I've got myself a good one. But the point of this article, that men were not happy about the fact that now we do expect more and they're not prepared to come to the table.
So you're saying you always communicate well with your partner?
Oh, my God, this is... Is this how you communicate in a relationship? No wonder you're single. It's all very tit for tat, Tommy.
It started off, you had a crack at me, and I don't know why, but I'm feeling very combative.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
You're quite irritating.
Well, Carrie, if we need to communicate about that more, we can sit down and have a chat. That's fine.
See, that there is also a bit weird.
Is it because I've got my knee crossed over my other leg in a way like I've never sat before? It's also making me sweat.
Someone wrote, the bar for straight men is the literal ground and they'll still find a way to tunnel underneath it. It can't be that hard. Like, can it be that hard?
So what do you want to do? Yes. What about, oh my gosh, Ethan's going to make me sound shocking here for what I say. Are women picky? Give us a call. No. Yes, no, I know. I
mean, feel free to do that. You're just going to have a whole lot of women ring up.
No, because I don't think they are. I feel like, I guarantee there's women out there that men will do the slightest thing. They'll cook dinner once in a month and they'll be like, oh my gosh, he's the best, right? I reckon the standard is so low.
It is so low. Yes.
Yeah. But do you want to do calls on that then?
You're so scared of this territory. Just join the conversation, guys.
Okay, 1310 60.
Are you lonely? You a lonely single man who's not prepared to become a better communicator?
I'll go out of the studio and pick up my phone. 1310 60.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 1310 60 we are talking dating.
My favourite line of song. Before. Wee wee, I'm getting jiggy.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Speaking of getting jiggy,
About that line, which surely
wee wee. Is it wee wee, I'm getting jiggy?
I don't know, but surely that doesn't come first. Like, sure, you don't go, okay, wiggy wiggy. No, I'm happy and I want to say that.
No, you say, I'm getting jiggy, and then you've got to find what rhymes with that. Wiggy wiggy.
But why don't you go, I'm getting jiggy? Wiggy, wiggy
wiggy.
Yeah.
Well, you write a song, mate, and you can do just that. speaking of getting jiggy, apparently there's a lot of lonely single men out there that aren't getting jiggy because couple psychologist Dr. Greg Matos penned an article where he spoke about how men need to address their relationship skills deficit because women are becoming increasingly selective. We expect good communicators. We want just men to be better, really. And that there's a whole lot of men who have gone, nah, we're out. And so now they're lonely, older and single.
Paul, what do you think about that?
Well, I kind of disagree. Anyway, hello, Gary and Tommy.
Hey,
g'day, Paul.
Paulie.
So I find that when you communicate properly and tell them all the things they do that annoy you, they don't like it.
Yeah.
You can relate, well, can't you, Tommy? Yeah.
Paul, I've chosen to say less in this part of the show.
Yeah. That's not what communication is, Paul.
Well, how are you supposed to? Yeah, it is. It's full communication.
Is it? Yeah. And what do you do wrong, Paul?
Well, as every man would know, we don't do anything wrong.
Paul, how
I'm sounding very sexist, aren't
I? Paul doesn't believe that, even as he's saying
no,
it.
No, I don't reckon Paul believes it. Paul, hey, Paul, how long's your relationship been?
3 years.
3 years. Do you reckon you guys communicate well?
Yes, I think we do, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Was it always like that?
Yeah, it has been, yes. Always since the start of this relationship. She still does a lot, me communicating everything.
See, I reckon Paul was a sweetheart.
Underneath,
yeah.
I was going to say underneath the misogyny, that's going too far.
should we go to Rich? G'day, Richard. G'day, Richard. Oh, no. Jesse, what have you done? Richard.
We certainly don't have good communication,
yeah,
do we?
Oh, there we go. We're back, Rich. Phew, we lost you in a minute. Sorry, we just drove through an elevator.
How do you feel about communication, Richard?
100% communication goes a long, long way. Me and my wife, we talk about our goods, our bads, things we don't like. But on the other hand, we always give each other grief and giggles, if that makes sense.
Do you think men are better communicators than women, Richard?
No. hey, Tommy, we think about ourselves, not the ladies first. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well said, Richard. Do you think women are too picky, Richard?
Oh, yes and no. Yes, that's a hard question.
It's a trap. It's a trap, Richard. Mm. Be careful.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. You know what? I say males and females are the same. We're just different sexes.
We're not, Richard.
Because is there anyone you'd like to speak to?
I loved talking to Richard. I would love to now talk to Jade.
Good.
Hi.
Hey, Jade.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. What's your thoughts, Jade?
I just think that women's value is no longer defined by their ability to get married and push out a whole heap of kids. We've got, we're breaking down glass barriers and pushing down boundaries and, honestly, why should we put up with more crap? We've done enough for the last 1,000 years.
Amen, sister. I agree.
Do you have friends, Jade, who just have too low a bar?
I meant that sincerely.
That put up with so much crap they don't need to?
Yeah, I think so. And they've recognised that, like, that sometimes, like, you know, a boyfriend that's speaking with other girls is not okay, and you know that a guy that pretends that he has to babysit their own children, you know, that's called parenting. It's not being picky. It's just expecting what you would expect of a partner. We're asking to be partners, not to be mothers to our husband.
A guy's getting better, Jade.
I think they're getting a little bit better. I think they're becoming a little bit more in touch with their, like, mental health and their ability to communicate. But they've got a long way to go. And I think a lot of people have a long way to go.
This chat started with Tinder being its 10th anniversary, Jade. Do you think Tinder harms or helps the situation?
I think any way of, like, I guess, connecting with other humans. I mean, it's really hard. There's so much going on. But if there's one option of connecting with others, that's great. But it can also take the humanity out of relationships.
Can take the humanity out of it. Our line is not getting very good there with Jade. Do we want to go again or should we not risk that? Let's go to Eliza. Jade, you were dropping out there. Eliza, according to this article, men would rather die alone than be good people. How do you feel about that?
Wow. I mean, I know a few, and honestly, I have not been picky in my dating history. If you looked at it, I have not been picky. But I am currently dating a man who has decided to go to therapy to work on his communication.
Oh. And he decided, or you said he needed to?
No, Well, we know we spoke about it. We sat down and spoke about it. I told him what my therapist said, and yeah, it was a joint decision.
And is he going there willingly?
He is. He is. He said that he wanted to do the best for us and himself. I said he needs to put himself first. Because I know, I feel like I'm kind of gaslighting him into therapy, which is not my intention. But
I'm picturing you wheeling him in on a trolley like he's Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. I know, honestly. No, he's really good. He just doesn't like, he doesn't like talking, and he realized he actually has to.
Has he gotten better since going, Eliza?
He's getting there. It's a very fresh thing. It's a very fresh thing. So he is. He's not bad. He's got a, you know, good heart, but I think he's a rare one, if I'm honest. So I think people should follow in his footsteps.
Good on you, Eliza. So
what's our lesson?
Well, therapy is a good lesson.
If you're listening,
nothing wrong with going to therapy.
Go to therapy.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Bulla, 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 snow is everywhere. Bulla, 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 snow is everywhere. Bulla, 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 snow is everywhere. Snow is everywhere. Snow is everywhere. Carrie and Tommy's
mouthful.
Sorry.
Mouthful of bulla.
Mount Bulla. Ski like a local and save up to 40% midweek all September.
Get it together and bring it back to me.
Oh, how nice to be in a place covered in snow. Wake up in the morning with the kids and you look out the window and you're like, that's the snow.
Yes. And, of course, there's all the action on the slopes. And then afterwards, sit by the fire, smash a dozen glasses of wine and have the best time.
Absolutely. You don't even need to ski or board. You can go there toboggan or you can just look at the view.
Yes.
But stunning. Head there. Return flights to Melbourne we have up for grabs. A private chauffeur to Mount Buller, accommodation at the chalet, ski gear, $600 worth of snow dough. And more if you want to win a trip to Bulla. Register now at carrieandtommy.com.au.
It is all thanks to Mount Bulla. Book now for a mountain of events and apres ski all September. But don't go anywhere, guys. The time game is not far away.
$8,000.
Oh. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love when you discover things about people you work with
yes.
that you didn't know, and it just makes you think, what else do they get up to?
What are they hiding in their little cave?
In fact, though, I have to say, if you ask me which member of our group was a part of this Facebook group, I probably would say the member that is a part of it, Jez.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't you? Yes.
100%. The bloke that I've never seen wear shoes.
Yes. Yes. Who only ever wears thongs to black tie events. Yes.
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 Jez. Our audio producer who works from his cave in his home. How are you, Jez?
Good, 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 guys. Thank you. I'm happy with all those characterizations. That sums me up pretty good, I reckon.
Do you own a closed toe shoe?
I've got running sneakers, yeah. And I, yeah, that's probably the only other pair of and I've got one pair of dress shoes. So, yeah, I've got shoes, guys.
I love when you've just got one pair of dress shoes. Because really, they last you for years because you only wear them like once every 5 years.
Why would you need two?
Exactly. Tell us, Jez, what Facebook group you were a part of.
So I was really excited this morning because one of the posts from this group made it onto news.com.au and I thought, wow, that's cool. I'm part of that group. It's the Barley Bogans group.
Great.
Then you just called the Barley Bogans.
And how many of you are there, Jez?
Oh, there is a lot of us. There is 308,000 of us.
Wow. Oh. And you all have to have been to Barley to be the Barley Bogans?
Nah, if you're thinking about going to Barley for the first time, this would be a bloody great spot to kind of jump on and ask a couple of questions, you know what I mean?
Get some tips.
Yeah.
I imagine they'd be helpful too. It'll all be like
boogie board related.
Looking out for each other. And
hey, what was the news item that made it on news.com from the Barley Bogans Facebook feed today?
So all it is, there's two photos posted with a caption, and the caption was, don't worry, Dr. Ari sorted us out. Shout out to Dr. Ari. And the first photo is just a fella in a pool in a drinking from a water feature type of thing, right? I've posted the photo in our group chat. He's just in the pool having a great time. And the second photo is that same man, probably a few hours later, in hospital because he's drunk the local water.
And now he's got gastro. Right.
Yeah, now he's unwell.
Yeah, he's
Is he alive?
Flooding from the guts.
He's fine. Yeah, apparently yes. Dr. Ari in Bali, who we found on the Bali Bogans Facebook group.
Oh, he's a member Ari, as well, is he? Right. Well, no, right.
Yeah, they shouted him out to him, yeah.
Did his bum turn into a water fountain? Anyway, I need this for Thailand.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm sure there'd be a Thailand Bogans Facebook group.
Because when I went with my mate TJ.
131060 if you're in one.
When I went with my mate TJ, Dr. Ari made me think of this. He had a little whoopsie-doo on one of the skipping ropes that's on fire.
And, sorry, what's a whoopsie-doo and what's a skipping rope that's on fire?
You know, they have these big skipping ropes when you're on the beach at beach parties.
Do they?
They have these big skipping ropes that are on fire.
Yeah.
And they go like this, and so you skip. And TJ's a bit of an unco. And so he went in and he just went tits up.
Oh, my God.
And then fell on his shoulder.
On the hot skipping rope?
No, he got a bit burnt, but the main thing was his shoulder.
And where was Dr. Ari then?
Well, he wasn't there, but Dr. Sam was there. Oh. And we went and saw Dr. Sam, and he said, don't worry, the bone is smooth. And we said, what? And he said, don't worry, the bone is not broken, the bone is smooth. And he just kept saying, the bone is smooth. And so we were like, okay. And TJ's like, oh, man, I can't move my arm. Like, this is pretty bad. And we're like, TJ, did you just hear Dr. Sam?
The bone is smooth.
The bone is smooth.
What then, did that even mean?
That the bone is smooth because and we
so
got home.
So the break was even or something?
Well, we got home. No, he said, don't worry. The bone's smooth. You're fine.
I know. I've heard what you said. You've told me a few times.
We got home. We got home, and his collarbone was snapped and dislocated,
oh,
and that had been the whole time. And then DJ said to his doctor back here, he said, "But Dr. Sam said the bone is smooth." And they're like, "This bone is not smooth."
And who's Dr. Sam? Some other drunk on the beach. But Jez is not the only one that's in a weird Facebook group. Sonda, are you there?
Yes.
What's the fridge group you're a part of?
It's just the Real House Fridges of Australia.
The Real House
what
Fridges.
What does that even mean?
Show us your sexy fridge. Is it super organised? Is it clean? What's in it? What fresh veggies are in it? What condiments?
Oh.
What?
Right.
Is it just organised fridges?
Yeah, or disorganised fridges.
Okay. What about your traffic one?
Well, that's a different thing. That's about appreciating signs and signals. It's the Australian New Zealand Traffic Sign, Signal and Street Directory Appreciation Group.
And do you participate in this group or you just happen
to follow
them?
No, I'm more
of
a lurker. I just watch it. So things like you'll just pop up a pre-metric speed sign. So, you know, something that might have been in the old Imperial in the country peak shire of Beverley.
And have you ever thought to stop? That was a signage joke.
I didn't get it either,
but that's very funny. Okay. My brain straight away was trying to think of giveaway jokes.
Me too.
Slow down.
I got there in a roundabout way.
Good.
Are there roundabout signs?
Yeah.
131060. I want to know what weird Facebook group you're a part of. I'm not on Facebook, but there must be a whole lot of groups out there like that.
Yeah.
Like the real Bogans. No, they're not the real Bogans.
The real Bogans of fridges. We've combined them all. The real Bogans of fridges who have street signs.
131060, what Facebook group are you a part of?
Carrie and Tommy.
Here Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up after 4 o'clock, the time game is worth $8,000. But right now on 131060, what Facebook group are you a part of?
Yeah, we've discovered our team is a part of some of the weirdest Facebook groups. Jez, our audio guy, is part of the Bogans of Bali Facebook feed. Sonda's part of the Real House Fridges, Fridges of Australia, plus some weird-ass traffic signals Facebook group. Mm. I can't imagine that's an exciting Facebook group to be part of.
Maybe. Donnie, is it exciting?
Yeah, I can't stop myself to repeat your joke from before.
You just meant to say stop.
Oh,
you're going to say stop myself. There's no
sign. The name of the Facebook
there any good
group.
Roots in there?
I don't
get it. Like roots on the road.
Or,
anyway.
Patrick.
Patrick.
Donnie's going to come back and say that joke to us in 5 minutes.
Okay, great.
Absolutely monster it.
Patrick, what Facebook group are you part of?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm part Patrick. Of a group called The Group Where We All Pretend to Be Ants.
Oh, and what? And can I ask my favourite question? And what do you pretend to be in this group?
Toasters.
What? I don't understand.
Patrick.
What did he say?
Toasted. Sorry, Patrick's being funny.
But I want to know what the joke is.
Oh, because it's the groups where they pretend to be ants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's what do you pretend to be?
Toasters.
Yeah, because
Patrick. I don't understand.
Patrick, do you want to do a radio show together, Patrick?
Oh, well, I've called up before.
Good man. No, hey, how many people are in the group?
A couple of, maybe about 200,000.
Okay. What? 200,000 people pretending to be ants?
Have you met up in real life?
No, they're kind of all weird.
No way.
What do you post pictures of or things of? Just you on all fours?
It would be, you know, you get like a daily, you get like a daily which ant tunnel has collapsed. So who's in charge of having to go dig out that tunnel? A lot of anti-wasp posts, though.
Oh,
so as in not just worldwide where there's been an ant tunnel collapse, but within your community, who's going to go and re-dig the tunnel?
And then,
I get it.
The rule is you have to respond as if you were one of the ants.
Yeah.
You can't go, oh, yeah, you know.
Do you have rank and file? Do you know what you are?
As far as I know, I'm just a drone.
Okay.
What's the big one? The queen ant? The queen ant? Is there march ant?
Do you have a queen, Patrick?
Bull ant? Who's the bully?
Never know. There's a lot of people. Mainly people that are bullying the other bugs.
Oh, the other bugs.
Yeah.
Have you worried you got too deep into ant chat?
I don't reckon I'd know how to interact.
I think you'd be an ant holding a toaster going, I don't see why this is funny. G'day, Zach.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. What Facebook group are you in, Zach?
I'm in Blokes in their Multibets, Blokes in their KFC, and Blokes in their Smoko.
Yeah, good. This one I'd fit better in.
Yes, here you go. Which one do you want to focus on? Which one do you want to talk about?
I'm more interested in Blokes in their KFC, actually. Okay. Is it a two-piece feed you're into, Jack?
With all the meal deals and stuff that you get rid of as well, we post them there, read about it.
Is there a limited edition item that you miss the most from KFC?
The $4.95 fill up.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm surprised that Blokes in their Multibets, Blokes in their KFC, and Blokes in their Smokos isn't just the one group.
Really?
I feel like they have a lot of crossover.
No.
Which one would you be in out of those three?
No, I'm actually in Sheila's in their Multibets. I just found there's less talk over, you know? Should we go to Brenton?
Oh, Brenton.
Yeah, hello.
How are you, Brenton?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. What Facebook group are you a part of?
I'm part of the Activation of the Philosopher's Stone Age Urine Therapy Group.
You're drinking pee, aren't you, Brenton?
Not personally, no, but in the group, a lot of people post that they do that.
Oh, my God.
We're back to the Bogans of Barley Facebook page, aren't we?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, we got a double to Fridays live to give away. But right now,
it's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to
$8,100, suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
I'll tell you what. It's getting
up there, isn't it?
5 seconds is all it takes to win that cash, but I reckon you've got to be quicker than 5 seconds to pick up the phone and dial because our phones have gone into meltdown. Try as you might, we will speak to some lucky people next who might walk away with 8,100 smackaroos, bickaroos.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, oh rhyme, banana, banana, for pie, bee, pie, oh rhyme, time game, Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Because this is exciting. Would you say the most exciting 5 seconds in radio?
100%.
The 5 seconds that stops a nation.
The 5 seconds that stops me eating a teddy bear biscuit.
Yes. G'day, Teresa.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm surprised I got through. I've been listening to this since it started, so I feel like a winner already.
Well, Teresa, we're stoked to have you. Before this 5 seconds, what's been the most exciting 5 seconds in your life?
I don't know.
It was a tough question.
Talking to you.
Good on you, Teresa. There's $8,100 on the line.
Oh, so nice.
Big, Bickers, have you got any words of advice?
No, just good luck, Teresa. I feel like it's a good omen that you got through straight away from the top.
I am.
Luck is in your favour, Teresa. I'm going to hand you over to Jessie now.
Okay, thank you.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
That was a very quick 5 seconds.
Oh, I thought it felt pretty good to me.
But my counting's been so off.
And I also exaggerate time quite often. Teresa, how did you feel?
I don't know.
Okay. Jessie?
4.13.
Oh. Bit quick, Teresa. Try again next time. Jason.
No. Kicked out the moon door again.
Hey, Jace.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Jace. You ready to go?
I am.
Let's get stuck in.
Start.
Stop.
Again, felt quick.
Jace, as you know, this is a pretty high stakes game of poker because if you win $8,100. If you lose, unfortunately, Jesse kicks you out the moon door and we hear you fall to your death. Are you ready to hear your result?
I am.
4.57.
Oh.
Never mind. Next time.
Jesse,
he's still there. Kick off. He hung around. Jeez. What happened to the moon door?
I was waiting for the...
You've got to kick them. They're not just going to stand moon door and go... It's not buddy a radio play, mate.
Sorry. I keep forgetting.
Yes. Sharon, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Look, I'm pretty good. To help Jesse out, because he doesn't understand how to kick people out the moon door, if you happen to not win, which we all hope you do win, but if you happen to not win, can you at least give Jesse a sound effect like you're being kicked out the moon door, please?
Okay.
Thanks, Sharon.
Filled with confidence. Okay, I am going to pass you over to Jesse now, Sharon.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
That felt good. That felt real good. There might be no moon door kicking going on.
How did Sharon go, Jess?
5.
Ooh.
Point.
Ooh.
5.7.
Ah.
Jessie, don't slap. Why did you do that? You're meant to kick.
It's just because I'm kicking with bare feet, so sometimes it makes a slap noise. Sorry.
So quickly.
Also, what happened to Ferret?
I am the Ferret. We're just both named Jessie.
Hey, Karen.
Hello.
Oh, Karen, please win this money because we are starting to lose our minds.
Yeah, I will win it, I hope.
Karen, whereabouts is your gorgeous accent from?
Mauritius.
Oh! That's what people do when they don't know much about Mauritius. It's a small island. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it French speaking?
Yes, French and Creole.
Amazing.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Do you speak French and Creole as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you count to 5 in French, Karen?
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
Okay, you passed the test. We think you're telling the truth.
All right, you just got to count to that in your head. 2 5-seconds. We're handing you over to Jesse now, Karen.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, Karen, it felt a little long.
Ferret's given me nothing today, so I can't work out how long any of it
Karen,
is.
Karen, how did it feel for you?
I counted on my stopwatches, 4 seconds and 26.
I love it. Okay. Our furry friend, how did she go?
5.
Yeah.
Point.
Oh, yeah.
6.2.
Whoa.
Oh, there she fell pretty quick.
Oh, she did. I hear them. I'm not sure if it's the producers who like this or whether Karen's a fan of the Black River Gorges National Park. Don't know why they've given us that information. Very random. Were we meant to chat about the Black River Gorges?
Thank you for enriching the show.
Sorry, guys. No, I thought it would be a nice conversation starter with the lady from Mauritius.
I thought we had fine chat with her without your help. But
g'day, Philip.
Hey, guys.
Just quickly, Sammy, our producer, any questions for Philip?
No, he's just ignoring you now.
What do you think, Philip, of the Black River Gorges?
I've got no idea about it.
Yeah, there we go, Sammy.
Have you been to Mauritius, Philip?
Oh, nope.
There's really nice waterfalls.
Sammy, you better stay out of this, mate.
Oh, you guys got to let me win then. I'll go there.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
You could,
I like
Philip.
A bit of trash talk,
you could
too.
Go see the Black River Gorges Park. Anyway, Philip, you know the rules. Jesse will say start. You say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, now, if you do lose, you are going to be the last for today. You better give us a big old scream when you get kicked out that door, okay?
Can I swear? No, I'm joking.
Oh. He's a joker. He's a trickster.
Have the dump button ready.
Okay. Start.
Stop.
How'd he go?
How'd he go? Five.
Well, yeah.
There was urgency.
Yeah. Yes.
Point.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
6-5.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I feel bad about something I've done, but I think I need to clarify my actions.
Mm-hmm.
So producer Annabelle organised me a surprise interview that's going to happen this week,
yes.
Right?
With one of your favourite man of the now.
Well, that's what she said.
Man of the
and,
now.
And then, know. And this is what I feel bad about, because then I started suggesting all my favourite basketball players.
Oh, that's right.
Like, I was like, have you got Dennis Rodman? Have you got Michael Jordan? Have you got Shaq? And then Annabelle looked a bit deflated when she told me that she got me Martin Strel, the long distance swimmer from Slovenia, who I've been obsessed with at the moment. But I think I need to clarify why I suggested those other people. Because I mentioned that he doesn't speak very good English.
Oh.
Now, when I say not good English, he doesn't really speak English. And this is why
an interview with this man.
This is why he was not top of mind of who I might be interviewing. Because in his movie that Jesse and I have watched, Big River Man, where he swims the length of the Amazon, the only person that really talks English is his son. And then I remembered...
Oh, but we could interview his son.
No, but we haven't got him.
No,
we've got,
no,
we've
no,
got Martin.
Got
we've got Martin. Oh. And
oh, but maybe we can work with it.
Well, I do remember then, because I've been thinking about it overnight.
Yeah.
And I do remember, I'm like, hang on, he did speak. There is a bit of the movie he spoke. And what you're about to hear is him attempting to speak English. And there is a voice that is feeding him his one line in English for the movie. And the voice is his son, who can speak English. And then Martin trying to get out his one line.
I'm Martin Strel. I'm going to do...
What no one has ever done. Swim the Amazon.
I'm Martin Strel. I'm going to do what no man has never...
It's okay. No man has ever done.
I'm Martin Strel. I'm going to do what no man has never do, swim Amazon.
Short interview, though.
That was how they kicked off. That was how they kicked off the movie.
That's fun.
Yes.
So your apology is to Belle for... making her book a guest that we're going to somehow have to interview, but they don't speak very good English.
What I felt bad about was not guessing the interviewee straight away as being my favourite person of the moment. But I hope you understand, Emil, it's because the man has no English, and so I didn't consider the fact that we might be interviewing a man with no English.
So are we going to interview the man with no English?
I believe we are. Is that right, producer Annabelle?
We definitely are.
And his son or just him?
Just him.
Just him. And have we got a translator?
No. Should we get one?
I don't reckon. I reckon it's going to be fun.
Nah, don't get the translator. No. Can you do a one-on-one with him? I'm just going to sit and watch.
I think it's going to be a one-on-none.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, NIB is more than just health insurance. Check out nib.com.au.
Yes, and you can also get an advanced Green Pass, Bickers, from just $4.99 for the first 4 months, and you get more out of your health with exclusive pricing from dental, physio and optical centres.
Did you know
how good's that?
That NIB's Green Pass syncs with your Fitbit, your Garmin or your Apple Watch to give you personalised insights like sleep, mental health, nutrition. It's
all good
awesome.
Stuff. Coming up, we are going to do something that we have never done on this radio show.
Are we going back to school? I can see what's written on the board.
No. Yeah, I didn't want to say.
We're making a volcano explode. What are we doing?
Yeah. None of this is sounding good, is it?
We're doing a science experiment, aren't we?
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, sorry, I was waiting for an opener. And I realised, although we should have an opener, when I discuss love languages, I feel like I do it so often we need an opener for it.
I think we've got, it's the same as the shrill alarm.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
This is the problem between men and women, is that love languages, that's what you go to, sex.
Do you know
for us, it's about connection, mate.
Do you know I've worked out what my love language is?
What is it?
Because, you know, I was actually reading about this bit. It's not having to hear about love languages.
Well, I want to talk about love languages in the workplace. Because the guy that came up with the idea of love languages.
I don't think you're allowed to, because there was that one case here.
He says that appropriate physical touch is okay in the workplace, which is very strange. However, he says that the love languages idea does still exist in the workplace. And if you could work out your co-workers and what their love language is when it comes to work, it'd make being a boss and being an employee so much easier. And I thought, and then I read this, and it is so true.
So is this like first base, second base kind of stuff?
No, statements? Again, you've got it all wrong. You need to read this book. Honestly, it would change your life. Okay, so first of all, how often as a worker do you just want to hear you did an amazing job?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Some people don't need to be affirmed. They feel good about themselves. They know they do a good job. Other people just need to be told, you're doing an amazing job. Well, that was awesome. And if that's...
But let's try this out, because this will feel like the most awkward thing that's ever happened. Can you tell me sincerely, hey, you just did an amazing job.
I've come in for a meeting with you. Hey, you know that whole project you executed? That was phenomenal. That went so well. We had the most response we've ever had to that, to a project.
Okay, why are you being weird?
No, you wouldn't. Well, you're not normal, okay? If you've just spent a year executing a project and your boss writes an email that says, good job, that's not enough for you. If you're a person that's about words of affirmation, you need to be affirmed for what you did with words, right? Or you might be a person that appreciates quality time in the workplace. Mm. And this applies now, post-pandemic, when everybody's working from home more. Mm. Maybe you are someone that works better in an environment where you spend time with your co-workers, right? Yes. And as a boss, if you don't recognise that, right, and you don't encourage your staff to come together and work together in a team, then they may not be as productive and they may also start to not enjoy their job.
I think, actually... I know I've taken the piss a bit, but I think there is one of these that I am really into.
Which one?
Getting to knock off early and go home. Am I right, boys?
So here's another one for you. And I know there's been research done on offices that provide. No, because I'm just talking to other people, not you, because you're not actually. You're certainly not giving me your quality time right now to run in the other direction. Yeah. Gifts and perks, right? Tell me that when you work in an office that provides morning tea or Friday afternoon drinks or something like that, you feel more part of a team. You feel like you're a part of something. And there was a study done, again, why are you looking at me like that? There was a study done and an office supplied tea and coffee and biscuits for morning tea and they took it away. Yeah, see, you've got biscuits there. They
Annabelle
took it away.
Biscuits.
And don't the workers hated it, right? And they took it away for cost reasons, right? They took away tea and coffee and biscuits.
My God.
And their staff retention went down. And then when exit interview, they said that they just didn't feel like they were a part of something. They didn't feel like their workplace cared. Now, for the cost it would be for tea and coffee and biscuits, to bring that back in and make your staff feel loved, gifts and perks are an important part of a workplace. Again, it's part of the love languages.
Are you saying you're shouting us drinks this Friday? Perks, yeah, tea.
Oh, don't you mock me too, Sonda.
That's the saddest perk ever.
Oh, my God. You don't tell me, Sonda, agree or disagree that words of affirmation are a thing in a workplace.
Absolutely they are. And exactly. I'm open if you but guys have any feedback for me.
Well, right now you're doing a job.
Words of defamation.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, we've got a double to Friday's Live to give away, guys.
Hells yes, we do. But Bickers, you know I'm trying to get a bit more depth to my character, right?
Hey?
Yes, that has been my
thing. Who told you that? You need that.
You've been learning some more magic tricks, bro.
No, that was apparently didn't classify as depth, according to.
And that was a weird phase you went through. Yeah. or the one you're currently in on air now.
Yeah, no, true. Everybody, almost everybody, except for kids that under the age of 14,
didn't like your magic.
Nah, they didn't like my magic, and it's weird if I asked, do you have any kids under the age of 14?
But even the kid you did the trick for, they didn't like it either. You lit the house on fire, remember?
Actually, remember that kid that said he could help you?
I lit the house on fire.
Yeah, laddie.
Yeah.
Oh, laddie, yes. I tried to, sorry. Yes, I'm scarred. I'm very scarred. Anyway.
So what are you doing now to add depth to your character?
For the past 3 months, I went back and I did one of those adult education courses.
You have not.
To get into science. And I now have a under-deployment degree.
Under-diploma. Undergraduate.
In beginner flames and stuff.
Flames and stuff.
No, what actually happened was I saw this science experiment on TikTok. And it looked...
Yeah, TikTok's where you're going to get your depth.
On TikTok. On TikTok. And it looks... Yep, that's right. I'm on TikTok now, guys.
What's your handle?
I don't know. Bear with me.
Has this gone from me needing the whole team to help me make TikToks to you needing the whole team to help you make TikToks?
Mate, absolutely.
Yeah. Eli, did you make all of Tommy's TikToks?
No, hang on. Answer honestly, there's one he didn't.
And did you get that one right?
My friend Errol made that one for me.
I thought the one you were in charge of, you got the hashtags wrong.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
At Mrs. Tommy Little is my...
At Mrs. Tommy
Little.
Should
have done that. Also my Instagram.
God, you're...
Anyway...
Not often you sound old, but that sounds so old.
Yeah, I know.
At Mrs. Tommy Little,
anyway,
guys,
let's make me sound young
TikTok.
Again. Anyway, yeah, okay. I can also do some cool magic tricks for you, so...
On TikTok.
On TikTok. Because... This is what the audio said.
This is not magic. This is a small science experiment. Put a frozen grape into cold water. The water in the glass will instantly freeze into ice. This is the secret of turning water into ice.
That's what? The secret of turning water
Put
into ice.
Put a frozen grape into a glass of water and the water turns to ice.
Cold water.
The whole lot.
Yeah.
But why doesn't that work when you put an ice block in?
Because it's not a grape.
It's not a grape, mate. Sorry.
So have you frozen some grapes here?
Yes. Yep. Annabelle did.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Just said just one. Okay. Did say one. Let's follow instructions properly. You would have learned that in your degree, surely.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be amazed?
Do you think you need to take the little top off?
Are you ready?
Take the little stick off.
I've seen the video, mate. They dunk it in with the stick.
Okay.
Because then they pull it out and the whole thing's frozen.
Okay, great.
Are you?
I am.
Carrie Bickmore.
I'm actually very excited.
Ready?
This is more exciting than your magic just already. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Am I still allowed to say abracadabra?
No, please don't. Okay.
Wallakajam. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
oh
so did you leave
gosh.
It there?
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you saying, oh, my gosh, nothing's happening?
No, I know, but I wanted to create suspense.
This
by
is
this
not going to work.
By this time, it's all ice
of
in the video.
Of course it is, because this is a load of rubbish.
Is that? Can they why lie? They can't lie like that.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
It's the internet, mate. Why but doesn't ice blocks turn your water completely solid?
Because it's not. Jesse, tell her.
What's the difference between...
Yes.
What's in grapes? That this is not working. You're just dipping a grape in water at the moment like
maybe
a crazy
it's that
person.
Grape. Maybe it's that grape.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dip the whole
ready?
Lot. Yeah.
For a lot of... It'll be so much ice, though.
Yeah.
You might remember
oh, my God.
This.
It's going to start snowing in there.
It'll be incredible.
Just put
here
it
we
in,
go.
Mate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's
nothing's
still
happening.
Done nothing.
No. Okay.
Try saying oh my God more.
Oh my God, oh my...
No.
Okay.
Because would you like some grape juice?
I'd like some wine, yes, but not that.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and it is time to do this.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents...
Friday's Live.
Friday! Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, and many more. Tickets on sale now from frontiertouring.com.
Now, Bickers, we could be calling anyone.
Can we just say a name?
No, but
his?
It could be
anyone.
Anyone.
Let's dial.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. How long do you reckon this can keep going?
How many ways to say hello?
Yes.
Ciao.
Ciao. Oh, ciao. Bonjour.
Hello. All of the above.
Apa kappa?
Oh, sorry, Carrie.
That's how are you in Indonesian?
Oh, I think we're confusing poor
Ash. You're confusing me. Yeah, I only know the one way to say it.
Ash, it's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
So good. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, we're good. I was a bit confused when we got into the language territory myself. Hey,
do you speak any languages, Ashley?
Just English.
Do you speak R&B?
I do.
Does your husband speak Macklemore?
He does. He does.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm just so excited to hear from you guys.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yes.
Yeah, he does. Has your husband had sex with Macklemore?
Oh, he would.
Ashley, that could happen because you're off to see Macklemore and live.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Have the best time, Ash.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
Au revoir.
Bonjour.
R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live, Australia's biggest party returns. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti and loads more playing across the country this November. Tickets are on sale now from frontiertouring.com, guys.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Well, that was another show full of premium content and perky smiles. NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/Green Pass.